We are learning Masechta Soita, Daf Ches Amar Beis, and we are starting by the two dots, approximately 10 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah that Hoysa Mechusel Levonim, if she was wearing white clothing, we cover with black clothing. Whatever clothing is left in her, we cover with black clothing. Zokti Gemara Tanam Hoyu Shechayim Na'onla, if she looked good in black, then Mechasin Hoysa Begodim Mechu'arim. Then we cover her with disgusting begodim. The point is to make her look disgusting as part of her bizyonis, and therefore we take off her white clothing and we put on black, but if black looks good on her, we put on begodim michu arim. Zok to Mr. Vait, it says, Hayulak lizah, we take off all her jewelry and all her gold or all her gold ornaments. Zok to Mara Pshita, it's Pashit. Hash nevulim and avala, here we're embarrassing her, we're tearing her begodim, we're taking off, uncovering her hair. Hani b'bayi, of course we take off her jewelry, what's a chiddush? No. Maybe if she's sitting there with halfway wear clothing and her hair is uncovered and she's wearing jewelry, maybe that's even it's even funnier. It makes it look even worse. It looks like a clown. Kadamri Inshi, like people say, we make fun, Shaliach Artil, which means you're out clothing, Masai Masani is wearing shoes. Someone with any clothes just wearing shoes, wearing boots with nothing else, that looks very funny. So you would think maybe wearing Tachshit Zav without anything else, that alone would be a bazillion. Kamash Malon still, she says, no, you take off her tachshitim because Ba'emes Lamaisa there is some kind of Tosefes Noi from them, and therefore, you know, even though some people make fun of it, Lamaisa is something that makes it look nice, therefore we take it all off. It said in the Mishnah further, Ba'achach maybe Chevel Mitzri, they take this rope, this rough rope, Chevel Mitzri, and they tie it a little bit above from her dadim, they tie her clothing back up right there. So Boyimine, Rav Avim Rav Huna, Chevel Mitzri Ma'ashi Akev Vesarita. Is a Chevel Mitzri Ma'akev Vesarita? Do you have to make sure you get a Chevel Mitzri? It could be any type of belt. And like Tosis explains, it's no tzad that if you did the whole process of a Sarita without a Chevel Mitzri and use a regular belt, there's no tzad that it works, but you have it. It's not a Shaila. The Shaila like this, is there a Din Lecha Tchila to use a Chevel Mitzri? What's an Afkamina? Right now I don't have a Chevel Mitzri. Should we wait the half hour to get a Chevel Mitzri? Or if you don't have one, you just don't have one. That's what it means. That's the question. About she Akev Sarita. About it's not Ma'akev Vesarita, but the question is it a mitzvah, a real mitzvah Lecha Tchila or not? And the Gemara explains the Shaila. Is the pshat in this rope, is it just to hold up her clothing on top, again, it's enough with a small belt, and therefore, Chevel Mitzri is labdafka, whatever holds you up. She dressed herself up with a nice belt, therefore the Kohen brings this disgusting Chevel and ties it midadeh, and therefore be dafka din lechatchila to use dafka Chevel Mitzri, a rough rope, and then it'll be ma'akev. That's the question. Is there a mitzvah lechatchila and wait fit to use a Chevel Mitzri or just to hold up the clothing? That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna answers to Rav Abba, Abba answered to this Shaila. Tanisua, we can learn this answer from the following brisa. It says in the brisa, "V'achem maybe chevel mitzri v'kosh lo l'malam v'dadeh kosh l'sham tu v'gnem aleha." It says in the brisa, "Why do we use a chevel mitzri in order that it should hold up her clothing?" So, the first in the brisa, the ikar tam is of a chevel mitzri is that it shouldn't fall down. Therefore, your lach is not ma'akev, and you can bring a different chevel, and even if you don't have to wait for a chevel mitzri, even l'chatchila another chevel is good. That's why this brisa. And that's why it says over here that the ikar reason is to clear shalisham to v'gdam v'alah. So that's the raya to this shayla. Like Rashi says, the ikar hava osay ain't the elgdei shalisham to. That's the ikar raya. That's the ikar thing. Then it says, end of the Mishnah like this. The end of the Mishnah says, v'chol haroitza. The Mishnah says like this. V'chol ha. Roitza liris balira. So whoever wants to come watch the spectacle, come watch. Besides for her avodim and her shvachas, why? Because she will feel confident from seeing people she knows there. Then it says, "V'chal nashim mutaros liroisa." All nashim muta liroisa. She never v'rasu kol nashim lisasena kizasena. All nashim should get musar. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks a stira from the beginning part to the end part. Hagufa kasha. It starts off saying amart. You said, call a right to lyrics, but right, whoever wants to come see, you can see. I'm a loishna garvelish and nashi. Sai men, sai women could come if they want. If not, they don't come, it's good. But other tani, call nashi mataris la raisa. Then it says afterwards, all Noshima Mutil Roisa. It's Mashma, everyone else is also. Noshima in Noshima Loy. It's Mashma Dafka Noshima, but not men not. Sounds like Dafka Noshima Mutil, not men. It says Mutaris Loroisa. Ama Abaya Tirgama Anoshim. Abaya said, you know what? I'm going to learn even the first part called Roisa Lirois is also going Dafka Lanoshim. The whole thing is Dafka Lanoshim. Freit the Gemara, Amalei Rava, it doesn't sound like that. It says, we call a Roita Lirus, but Roita. It says, whoever wants to come see, can see. It sounds like everyone, not for Dafka Noshim. Elam Rava, what we have to change is a Sefer. Call Roita Lirus, but Roya Loshna Garlish Noshim. Whoever wants to come see, can come see. Vinoshim, not Mutaris. Noshim Chayovis Lirusa. They're Chayav to come see. Shinema, it says in the Apostolic, Vinivastru Ka Noshim. All the Noshim should get warned from this. Loisa Sena, Kizima Sechna. They should not. But do that is nuts. It says Loshim Mutaros. So Tosfos Rosh asked this question. It says Mutaros. So how are you telling me now it means that it's Chayevis? So it's Tosfos Rosh. V'haydik Tony, I'm reading Tosfos Rosh. V'haydik Tony call Loshim Mutaros. Lav Dafka Mutaros. Agav Tony also Bavadav Shvachaseh. Agav it says also Bavam Shvachah. It says Loshim Heter. Bavada here, it means a chiv for the ladies to come watch this Saita getting embarrassed. Zok the new Mishnah. The Mishnah said like this: "B'mida she'ata moided ba moidim loy." The way she feared zech, the way she acted, we pay her back. That's why we pay her back. It's a midik nega mida. He kosht, and the Mishnah elaborates. He kosht us atzma laveira. She beautified herself laveira. What do we do? Hamokim Nivla Torah says we have to embarrass her by uncovering her goof, uncovering her hair. We tie a rope. Higil says, "Asma laveira." She uncovered herself laveira. What do we do? Amokam gilo alau. The Torah says you have to uncover her in a place where Evan Kasir and Shar Nikner. By Yorech is chila baavera tchila. She started off the avera of the Yorech because, like Rashi explains, the thigh is the one that first has enough of kira vasar. So therefore, and then afterwards the bet, the makah bet, and then afterwards her bet and had anah. Therefore, when the water causes her to blow up, therefore, first her yarech, and then her bet, like the pasuk says, "Beseis Hashem es yarechech nefeles," which means the yarechech gets first falls, "ves bitnech tzava," and her stomach blows up. Ushar kol aguf loy palad. You should just know that the rest of the guf also does not get saved from the schayli. The whole guf is nana from the avera. At the end of the day, the whole guf also will get the oynish from the mehamar. Zok the gemara. Omrav Yosi. Afagav the mida betela. Even though Mrs. Ara Bezdin was bottle, and therefore the mida, the oynishim were bottle, bemida loy bottle. Maisa the hanhaga of bemida, which is mida kenega mida, was not bottle. And the gemara really will explain that. The Omrav Yosi. Bechein tani Rav Chia. Meyoyim shchar veis mikdash. Afish bottle sanhedri. Even though the Sanhedrin was bottle and they can't do capital punishments anymore, still Arba Mises lay bottle. The Arba Mises, which is Skila, Sreifa, Harig, Vechenek, and not bottle. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? How bottle? There is no Mises best anymore. Ella, Zach the Gemara, you know what I mean to say? Din Arba Mises lay bottle. That even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we don't pass him with the Nefashas, well, Maisa, sometimes Hashem is Mekayim the Arba Mises by Ivra Avera. They work it out that he gets a misa ke'ein the misa's bezdin, like Mishnah Chayv, for example, Mishnah Chayv v'skila. Someone did a various Chayv skila, so oynei from a gag, he falls off a roof, which is similar to skila, which they throw him off a high place. Oichaya darasosai, or oichaya comes and eats him up, bites him up, which is similar to skila. And Mishnah Chayev straight for oynef of lake, or he falls into a fire, he gets burnt by a fire. Nachash makishoy, or a nachash bites him. Mishnah Chayev ariga, someone's Chayev sayef with a sword, a nimsel malchus, he gets given over to the malchus and they cut off his head that way. At least tomorrow love, or he has bandits who come to him and kill him that way. And Mishnah Chayev chaniko tevem, or he drowns, which is similar to chaniko where they can't breathe. Or he meis besuruchani, which is a type of sickness that has shaykhis to the breathing, to the heart, to the throat, and that's similar to chenek. So you see that even though the mitzvah bezdim we don't have anymore, but still the Eibushter fears that you have midah kenega midah. And the Mar goes further now, this Tanya goes further with the sugya midah kenega midah. Next year we'll continue from this Gemara on bottom of Chesam Beis.